Welcome to the Kickstart Your Edge Play to Win Leadership Podcast,
where we've flipped the script with our groundbreaking modus operandi to bring you real, relevant, and relatable tactics and techniques to master your own play to win mindset.
Talk about a superpower. It's time to iron your cape.
What we know for sure is what got you here won't get you there.
You can't see the spinach in your own teeth.
And finally, hang on, because this one is really deep. Once you realize that you are the traffic, everything makes complete and unadulterated sense.
Welcome to The Edge, where playing not to lose is not an option.
So there I am, Karen Sullivan. I am on treadmill number 13 in Orange Theory OTF, Orange Theory Fitness this morning. And on treadmill 12 and treadmill 11, there was two people talking. And one was talking about their company, and they had just reduced their PTO. So they were given a certain amount of paid time off from work, and they just made an announcement that started effective immediately. Everybody's PTO was actually going to be reduced by 1 week. And so he said, you know, this is a challenge. People have their stuff already planned for the year. How can they do this? That was the person on treadmill 11. Treadmill 12 then says, I know the expectations of what work expects from us is ridiculous. They keep telling us that we have to have 115% growth year after year. It's just not sustainable. So I'm overhearing and listening because I love to hear what's happening in organizations. And then the girl says, I'm all about capitalism. Just don't be an asshole. And I'll be honest, I loved it for two reasons. One is it's such a fascinating thought. And it got me really thinking, which is one of the reasons I loved it, because during the rest of the workout, I was thinking about that is the pros and the cons of capitalism, right? And that's the society that we live in America. But they just don't be an asshole. So I thought it'd be fun for us to talk about.
Well, first of all, let me just say, I got none of that at Orange Theory this morning. I just got somebody saying, you run like a beast. So it's all about what happens at Orange Theory. And again, the expectations that do happen. And just things, yeah, I love our different experiences. So, Jim, while you were talking, I mean, and I had no idea what we were going to talk about, which was part of the fun of this. I just, you know, when we talk about these kind of things, when she says, you know, I'm all about capitalism, but just don't be an asshole. Right? I, of course, had to Google what's like the real quote unquote traditional definition of capitalism. And it says an economic and political system in which a country's trade and industry are controlled by private owners for profit. And then it goes on to say, in simple terms, it's thought of as an economic system in which private actors own and control property in accord with their interests and demand and supply freely set prices and markets in a way that can best serve the interests of society. So it says basically the essential feature of capitalism is the motive to make a profit. And what you just said was funny because about the expectations of growing 115%, right? That's for a profit. But then when you think about it, like, just don't be an asshole. I mean, I don't know. Isn't there a book out there called like the No Asshole Rule or something like that? But it's fascinating because I mean, I'm not in favor of taking away people's time off at all. And I am all for companies growing their bottom lines. But it's interesting just the whole thought around, you know, what stands out most for me is expectations, profits, and don't be an asshole.
Yeah, well, and you know, with those definitions, it's great. we have so much freedom. We can work for who we want to work for. We get to negotiate our salaries. We get to say yes. We get to say no. The whole system is set up to be able to really be in the spirit of creating something out of nothing. So I love that. There's a feeling of freedom that comes. But what I was hearing from these people is they felt kind of trapped. So the way I look at it is companies want people to care about their company, and people want companies to care about their people. And I think it's a really interesting predicament to be in. It's that if companies cared more about the people in turn would care more about their companies, and they would be able to perhaps hit their targets or exceed expectations or create innovation, right? So I started thinking about the ways not to be an asshole, right? So the ways that companies can really care about their employees, so the employees are motivated and dedicated to hit goals, make sacrifices, et cetera. And so as we think through this, if you care about your people, you care about their well-being. You care about who they are as a person, the contributions not only that they will make for your organizations, but where they're going and what they can contribute to the world. The Treadmill 12 said, you know, I'm really grateful that I've been given so many opportunities, but I'm also going to tell you, I earned those opportunities. And so it's an interesting, if companies were more in partnership with their people, what might be different?
But I think you hit the nail on the head though, Jen, with what you said earlier. If companies cared about their people, the people would care more about the companies. And I think it was, I don't know, I think it was yesterday, we were on a bunch of different calls with a bunch of different people. And the word that kept coming up for me, and I wrote it down, was disconnect. And it seems to me that there's just a huge disconnect. And we see in the different organizations that we work with that focus on people and the ones that don't focus on people. And I was having a chat this morning with the CEO of a company. And it's interesting because, you know, it's $7 million company. And she was talking about having conversations with the quote unquote rank and file people to explain to them and to have discussions with them about the status of the company, about where they are. And the bottom line with that conversation was they got to know a little bit about her and she got to know a little bit about them. And that is insanely important to her. Now, other places, not so much, right? It's just that people don't show up for a meeting, right? The leader doesn't show up. The leader can't, you know, just keeps ghosting people, right? I mean, there's text message that I get that'll be like, hey, had that conversation that you were going to have with that boss go. And the response is, I got ghosted. So what's the example that some of these leaders are setting? And I got to tell you, it's embarrassing. And I'm going to say one more thing, and I might kind of tweak a couple people because you know that sometimes I do that. I hate when it's a freaking woman. I hate when that happens because I think that so many of us have busted our asses for so long to try to push the women leadership forward. And then you get this BS that happens and it just kind of makes me nuts. So I know that's a little side note, but I think here it's about what's the culture that the organizations want versus the culture that's happening because they think they're too effing busy to have conversations with people. Now you're going to be fired up.
I love it. I love it. Well, it's funny. I sort of jotted down a couple of ideas on how can companies care about their people so their people care about the companies. And there's a whole bunch of things. But I think the more, and I'm really getting on the soapbox lately, it's about having a purpose-driven culture. And we're not just talking about the purpose of the organization. We're talking about the purpose for why things are being done the way they are. So for example, if you are all of a sudden asking your employees, director level and above, to be in the office 2 days a week, and below directors don't need to be, you need to give a good purpose. What is the purpose for that decision and that requirement that's meaningful beyond just because I said so, right? If you're having a meeting, what's the purpose of the meeting? What's the purpose of why you're having the meeting and what's going to happen from the meeting? So it's just really interesting. The more that you can tie in people to connect the dots to the bigger picture of what's trying to happen, the more people can get behind what it is that's actually trying to happen. And especially now, people are very interested in their career growth. I'm working with a series of managers, newer managers. They're all very interested in their career path and their career growth. And being able to understand is working, you know, is being available 24/7, getting them where they personally want to go. And it'd be so easy to have conversations about where people want to go. So I thought it was great, right? It's if people want to grow their bottom line, if they need to cut costs, if they need to answer to shareholders, if people need to have more cash flow, whatever it is that needs to happen, it's about how do you approach that and keep your people front and center, because your people make or break the culture you have created for them. And if you want people to give their all, you got to give your all to the people. I just thought it was a very enlightening thing. I thought about it all during Orange Theory, and it was a fun thing to think about how that is that shows up. It gives me, I'm totally grateful that you and I get to have our own organization and our own business and contribute to the capitalistic society that we're in. And the beautiful thing is we get to design it any way that we want. And so we make it work for us.
And just as a side note, the book I was trying to think of was The No Asshole Rule. And it's called The No Asshole Rule, Building a Civilized Workplace and Surviving One That Isn't. And there's actually a self-diagnostic test and a program to identify so you keep your own inner jerk from coming out.
I love it. Anyway, super fun. Hey, Care.
What, Jen?
How many splats did you get?
I it was a 3G. I didn't get a lot. 7 maybe.
All right. That's pretty good for only the 14 minutes on the cardio. All right, you guys. Talk to you soon.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Kickstart Your Edge Play to Win Leadership Podcast.
Craving more?
Of course you are.
Check out our website at kickstartyouredge.com,
where we fire you up, fan the flames of your competitive edge culture, and ignite your tenacious pursuit of an all-out play to win mindset.